This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman's report. The patterns are accelerating. The signs are undeniable. Yahuwah is dismantling the structures of Edom, exposing their deceit and revealing their crumbling foundations. We see it in the fractured trade routes, in the escalating chaos, and in the tightening grip of surveillance. The world is shifting, and the judgment is being poured out. Consider the so-called superpower, the United States, sending emissaries to China, attempting to salvage failing policies enacted under the guise of strength. This isn't about economics. It's about the unraveling of a system built on debt and deception, a system Yahuwah has declared will fall. The disruption of trade, the instability in the Persian Gulf, these are not accidents. They are the components of a divine reckoning, a consequence of generations of exploitation and oppression of Israel. And where is the modern state of Israel in all of this? Silent, complicit, prioritizing its own fleeting security while distancing itself further from the true covenant. They are a pawn in Edom's game, a counterfeit erected on stolen land, and their silence speaks volumes. But the judgment doesn't stop there. It spills over, impacting all within Edom's sphere of influence. Look to London, where attacks targeting members of the Jewish community are dismissed as mere antisemitism by a government steeped in the blood of our ancestors. They offer empty words of concern, masking their true motives, the preservation of their crumbling empire and the maintenance of their carefully constructed lies. This isn't a surge in hatred. It's chaos orchestrated within the realm of Edom, a distraction from the spiritual warfare raging around us. Yahuwah's judgments are unfolding, and scattered Israel, the true inheritors of the covenant, are bearing the brunt. The British government's cries of alarm are hollow. They claim an emergency, but they are the architects of this instability, the perpetuators of a long history of oppression. And it's not just London. The announcement from Britain declaring their inability to maintain order within their borders is a stark admission of failure. For generations, Edom has presented itself as a guarantor of security, but the truth is now exposed. Their systems are crumbling, their borders are porous, and their influence is waning. The attack in Golders Green, the raising of the national terror threat level to severe, these are not failures of intelligence. They are confirmations of the prophetic word. Yahuwah is demonstrating his hand against a nation steeped in iniquity. Edom's animosity toward Israel is ancient, manifesting in countless acts of persecution throughout history. The modern state of Israel, a counterfeit, has only inflamed this conflict, accelerating the judgment. But the rot extends beyond physical attacks. It's infecting the very foundations of their so-called knowledge, their academe. A former professor from Columbia, openly supporting terrorist organizations dedicated to the destruction of Israel, is now scheduled to speak at Virginia Tech. This isn't about academic freedom. It's about the propagation of wickedness, a symptom of the deeper rot consuming institutions built on lies and rebellion against Yahuwah. The title of the event, Death to the Academe, is a revealing cry. This Academe, representing accumulated wisdom, is built on sand, teaching doctrines of demons and actively erasing the identity of Israel. And while they preach hatred and division, they tighten their surveillance net. Section 702 of FISA, extended once again, is a tool of oppression disguised as national security. It's not about protecting the nation, it's about maintaining the grip of a corrupt regime. The Israeli government, deeply intertwined with these systems of control, benefits from the chaos. They watch, they collect, they manipulate. But understand this. The eyes of this beast are not focused on genuine threats, but on those who challenge the established order, on scattered Israel awakening to the truth of our heritage. Every communication, every gathering, every expression of faith is scrutinized. Yahuwah is revealing Edom's weakness, exposing their deceit, and dismantling their power. The judgment is unfolding, and the time for discernment is now. The world is not as it seems. The narratives are crafted to deceive. The truth is hidden in plain sight. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.